B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Another candidate throwing their hat in the ring for Boston mayor. New campaign to promote tourism in Boston and two cities testing contact tracing with your phone. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Prayer vigils held for DMX as he continues to fight for his life, and his kids show up for what some say may be their last goodbye.
Ugh, Leroy has your sports.
And they call Paul Pierce the truth, but he's out here lying today.
But first, acting Boston mayor Kim Janey throwing her hat in the ring for mayor in the fall election. Janey became the city's first woman and first person of color to hold the position after Marty Walsh resigned to become President Biden's labor secretary. Janey will hold her first campaign event this morning in Nubian Square. Meanwhile, Mayor Janey unveiled a new ad campaign looking to promote the recovery of the city's tourism and hospitality across Boston neighborhoods. The campaign, All Inclusive Boston, promotes Black, Latinx, LGBTQ-owned businesses in Boston communities outside of the regular tourist hotspots. Janey said that she hopes the initiative will help change the perception of Boston as a racist city. And two cities trying out a new system that does contact tracing on your phone. Somerville and Methuen said that the technology will supplement the contact tracing already being used. So it doesn't use your GPS location. It uses Bluetooth, and it will be tested in Somerville and Methuen over the next 10 days. And then health officials plan to use it for the entire state.
Wow. Somerville's a massive hotspot. So just literally contact anybody with a Somerville address and be like, yeah, you were exposed at some point this week.
God. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, are J-Lo and A-Rod over for good? Lots of speculation going on after J-Lo's feature for InStyle's Beauty Issue. In the interview, they talked to Jennifer's exes, Ben Affleck and Mark Anthony, who had nothing but amazing things to say about her. But noticeably absent was any comments from A-Rod himself. Not to mention, people were quick to point out that nowhere in any of the photos was Jennifer wearing her engagement ring. The two supposedly broke up last month when they were trying to work things out. After that, they were seen making out, and Alex had gone to visit her in the Dominican where she's filming a new movie. But they've been strangely quiet in the last couple weeks. The last post that I've seen was Alex and Jennifer together in an ad for Goalie Gummies that Alex had put on his Instagram, but that was like 2 weeks ago, so.
Yeah, they're like, damn it, we're business partners. This breakup's gonna take a long time.
Oh, poor Chris Hemsworth, the man who was People Magazine's sexiest man alive in 2014, says it's tough being so fit. The man who plays Thor in the Marvel Cinematic Universe says working out and being fit is a full-time job, and he's been doing it for 10 years, but he says being ripped has its disadvantages. Saying that, quote, bodybuilding is seen as vanity, whereas if I put on a bunch of unhealthy weight or got unhealthily skinny for a role, I'd be called a serious actor.
That's true.
Insinuating that he gets treated differently for actually being in the shape that he's in. Mero, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I mean,
that's, you know, so sad. Being probably, so hot.
He probably, who knows, maybe he wants to be taken like seriously as a real, real actor and do like some romantic movies, like legit romance, not like romantic comedies. And people are like, You're too much in shape.
You're too good looking.
Yeah, like they think of you a little bit as stupid. You know, it's same as a woman with like who's like beautiful, her hair's on point, big boobs, nice ass. They're like, oh, she's not as smart as the other girls. She's not as smart as the ugly girls.
Well, Chris has been working hard for the past 12 months.
But all he has to do is take his shirt off and say, what?
What you got to say about this?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's starring in Thor, Love and Thunder. He claims that he is now in the best shape he's ever been.
Yo, the dude is in insane shape. He's going to play Hulk Hogan in a movie, and he's playing
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, but here's the problem. He's too in shape to play Hulk Hogan. I'm not even joking.
No, I understand what you mean. Hulk was never like...
Hulk was like swole.
Eight-pack ripped.
Yeah, he was swole, but he had a belly.
Yes.
Chris Hemsworth cannot play, like, they're going to have to, like, this is, like, a compliment to Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Well, see, he's not taking the role seriously, yeah, so that's the problem.
They're like, Chris, you got to gain weight. He's like, what do you mean gain weight?
That'll be cool to see, though. And prayer vigils were held yesterday for DMX outside his hospital in White Plains, New York. Hundreds showed up to pay their respects, including members of the Rough Riders Motorcycle Club and his fiancée, Desiree, and their 4-year-old son, Exodus. Unfortunately, there's been no change in DMX's condition, with one source saying he's in a medical state from which they don't think he will ever recover. Meanwhile, more of DMX's children have flown to the hospital for what many are saying could be their final goodbye to their dad. It's unclear how many of his kids took the trip, but remember, he has 15 children.
Oh, my God.
Word is the hospital will begin letting them in one at a time, like only one at a time, and the family is continuing to ask everyone for their prayers. All right, here is Leroy with sports.
The Bruins lost to the Flyers 3-2 in overtime. NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers made his debut on Jeopardy. Mm. All I'm going to say is give the man some time. Awful. Rarely do people kill it, you know, their first day on their new job. The Texas Rangers home opener was at full capacity.
Wow.
The stadium holds over 40,000. Over 38,000 were there. So, I mean, it was weird to see. But Pebbles and
don't look.
You don't want the anxiety.
I'm looking away.
In college basketball, Gonzaga couldn't complete the perfect season as Baylor won the national championship. It was easy from the jump.
They blew their load on Saturday. Like that must have been such an adrenaline dump.
Right.
After winning that game.
It was such a mismatch, though. If you watched any of the game, like Baylor was just unbelievably better.
Well, Aaron, our producer, was telling me that the basketball team of Baylor was working out with the football team.
Right.
So they were just like a bigger team physically.
Oh, wow. And as predicted, Paul Pierce is no longer working at ESPN after his live IG with strippers. The truth then went on social media again and started lying through his teeth.
Just want to thank all my supporters. Want to thank my haters and everything. Look, check it out. Bigger and better things coming, baby. Don't worry about it. You fall twice, you get up three times. You know, just always remember to smile, baby.
All he had to do with, like, he's acting like it was somebody else's fault.
Exactly. I can't stand when people do that and act as if, like, well, I really didn't want the job. You know, I'm bigger and better things are coming. Cut it out. However, there is a rumor that a porn site is offering Pierce $250,000 to be their weekly NBA analyst. And he can have as many strippers around them as he's doing it.
Here's my thing. Why, like, I could understand if it was Paul Pierce when he's a few years in the league, an all-star, still young, all this money's new to him, and people are throwing themselves at him. Then him throwing a party on Instagram Live and stuff would make sense because you're young and dumb. You're in your 40s and you're about to go into the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. You don't need, we know you party. We know you have a, you don't need to show off about it anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, have it in private. I'm not saying not to have strippers. I'm just saying don't put it out there, especially when you're married. That's a marriage grenade. You can't have fun when there's strippers. That's when you go to your wife and say it was boring.
Oh,
nothing. It rained.
Right. Bruins Flyers at 7, Sox Rays at 7:10, and the Celtics will take on the Sixers at 7:30, and that's just sports.
All right. Today's good news. A group of restaurant workers in Massachusetts got a huge surprise yesterday. Employees of the Heinz Restaurant Group, they thought they were attending a staff meeting about the summer season. Well, instead, their boss presented them with a big bonus check worth $100,000. The owner said that he wanted to find a way to do something to reward the employees' dedication over the past year, and the money will be split between about 120 workers at 3 of their restaurants.
Wow. Okay. Very nice. That's cool.
And that's your good news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.